Hi, looks like you came back. This is Ron Evans. I work with the Amy Sims Real Estate team here in Rancho Santa Margarita and all over in Orange County. And this is going to be episode 2 of the Real Estate 101 podcast and videocast. Today, I just thought I would take a few minutes to go over our most recent housing report. Now, I subscribe to a local economics guy here. His name is Stephen Thomas. He puts out the reports on housing, comes out every other Monday night. So here we are on a Tuesday, and I am going to give you all the latest information of what we've got going on here in Orange County. I will preface this by saying this is a summary of what's going on. If you would like any specific information for your local city in Orange County, or even some of the other locations in San Diego, Inland Empire, or Los Angeles, please hit me up. You can text me or call me at 949-929-2270. Email me at ron@ronevansrealty.com or find me online on all the different social medias. Send me a message, give me a call, do whatever, and I can answer any specific questions on specific zip codes, city names, municipalities, or whatnot, similar to the numbers that we're going to go over here right now. But this is going to be related to Orange County in general. And let's get going. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the listing inventory, okay? And according to Stephen's report, our active listing inventory did not change at all in the past 2 weeks. It remains at 2,289 homes. In August, there were 10% fewer homes that came on the market compared to the three-year average. That is basically where we've been in a nutshell. I do believe to be at about a flat or on par market. It's somewhere around 7,000 homes we need to have on a market to where it's not really considered a buyer's market or a seller's market. It's kind of on par. It's a flat market. So as you can see, we have 50%, less than 50% of the homes that we need just to achieve that. So it's going to continue to be a high seller's market for the time being. Demand. Now, this is interesting, and this is going to be mostly due to the time of the year because we're in September. We're headed into fourth quarter now. But demand, which is the number of pending sales over the prior month, decreased by 59 sales in the past 2 weeks, which is a 2%. It's down 2%. So we now have 2,623 homes that are in a pending status in escrow. Last year, at this time, there were 3,256 pending sales, which is 24% more than what we're going through right now. However, that has to be a big caveat that due to COVID, you know, COVID hit and the lockdowns hit in March, just as the spring selling season would have ramped up. But because we were on lockdown for, you know, pretty much March, April, May, June-ish, the spring selling season kind of got lumped into the summer and fall selling season, and we saw an abnormal spike at that time. So because there was no change in the supply and a slight drop in demand, the expected market time, which is the number of days to sell all Orange County listings at the current buying pace, remains unchanged at 26 days. In the past couple of weeks, an extremely hot seller's market, which is less than 60 days. This time last year, it was at 39 days. So even though we just talked about how there was 24% more homes pending or in escrow to sell because of COVID, they were taking longer to sell. So we had more available, taking longer to sell. We have less available now and actually less pending, but they're still selling faster. So we are at, again, 26 days compared to 39 days this time last year. For homes priced below $750,000, the market is a hot seller's market, meaning it's less than 60 days expected on market. It's actually at 22 days. So in that price range, so the 26 days is if you take the entire Orange County market, all price points, and lump it together. Right now, if your home is listed at below 750, you're actually at 22 days. It's a little bit of a difference. So this range represents 30% of the active inventory and 35% of the demand. So there's more, the demand is outpacing that range. And there's, you know, some reasons behind that. I mean, that's obviously going to be more the first time home buyer. Maybe the slight move up home buyer, could be the downsizer. They're all kind of looking in that range. It's going to be most of your condos and different things and some single family, but mostly condos in that price point. For homes priced between 750 and 1 million, the expected market time is 19 days. So check that out. You go up, you bump up, and the market rate goes, or the expected market time goes down. That range represents 20% of the active inventory, but 28% of the demand. So it's even more demand than that, because this is actually where your serious first-time home buyer is now moving up into a single family home. They're ditching the condo, or they're ditching the small little single family home, and they're going to want to move up into something so that they can grow their family in. And that's that 750 to 1 million price point here in Orange County. For homes priced from 1 million to 1.25 million, the expected market time is 22 days, which is also a hot seller's market. This range represents 10% of the active inventory and 12% of demand. Now, I will say here in my local area in South Orange County, these first three ranges that I've gone through, the below 750, 750 to 1 million, and 1 to 1.25 million, probably makes up the bulk of what my home sellers and home buyers would be in price-wise. Yes, we will go over, there are some certain neighborhoods that'll go over 1.25 million, but I think by far, and I don't know what the numbers would be, but probably 75, 80% of the homes in our area are going to be in this price range. So this is really where all the movement is trying to happen and needs to happen, and where we need more to get more movement happen. We need more inventory drastically to get things moving. So that 1 to 1.25 million, again, it's 22 days, represents 10% of the active inventory and 12% of the demand. Now for homes at 1.25 to 1.5, this is starting to go up a little bit here in price point. You're going to see, this is the first time I'm going to mention where we're going to have a decrease, really a decent decrease in expected market time. It's going to go down to 29 days. It's an extra week. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a 25% increase in expected market time. It's still a hot seller's market, but as you'll see, this only represents 9% of the active inventory and 8% of the demand. Now that's where the numbers start to flip-flop. The active inventory and the demand are kind of on par. Actually, there might be a little bit more active inventory than what the demand is. So that's going to increase now the days on market. Now we're going to bump up to homes priced between 1.5 million and 2 million. That actually increased. So all those other ones below pretty much stayed stagnant from the previous 2 weeks to now. Now when we get up into what's considered our luxury market here in Orange County, you're going to see that things change a little, just a little bit. For homes priced between 1.5 million and 2 million, the expected market increased from 25 to 28 days. Not a huge change, but it's still a change in something you want to start watching if you're in that price point and you're wanting to sell. For homes priced between 2 million and 4 million, the expected market time actually decreased from 52 days to 43 days. For some reason, that 2 million, 2.5 million, 3 million is just, has been all year, but it's staying very, very, very steady hot. And I mean hot. I don't know what's caused that particular segment to take fire, but it's hotter than it has been in the past. And it's kept up with some of the lower price points as far as inventory, market time, and things like that. But it's just that one particular luxury band. For homes priced above 4 million, the expected market time is stated about 124 days. So about, you know, you're looking into that 3 to 4 month period there when you get to that. Now that is actually still crazy fast. I can remember just, you know, a few years ago, you were looking at 200 days, 280 days for some of these in the luxury space. Maybe even longer than that, 400 days, 500 days, depending on how high you were getting. So we're hot all over, we're hot in every price point, you can still see some definite differences between our normal price ranges and our luxury price ranges. So the luxury end combined, which is all homes above 1.5 million, accounts for 31% of the inventory and 17% of the demand. So that's where you kind of see the numbers flip-flopping. Distressed homes, which includes short sales, foreclosures combined, makes up only 0.4% of all listings and 0.3% of the demand, which is a far cry from where we were, you know, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was a lot higher, both the demand and the amount of listings that were available when we came, you know, through the market crash of 07, 08. Now it is just such a small amount. I still get calls every day. There's lots of investors out there that would love to buy a short sale, would love to buy a distressed property, something that's in default. But the facts are, is just they're very few and far between. And if you're dead set on it, you might be waiting quite a while trying to find something. That's definitely going to have to be something. And I'm not talking about a property that's distressed in the fact that it just needs to be updated or remodeled. These are actual people that it's an actual financial hardship with regards to the property, not the condition of the property. So there are only 7 foreclosures and 2 short sales available for purchase today in all of Orange County. Out of how many homes for sale? Over 3,000. 9 total distressed homes on the active market, which is down 4 from 2 weeks ago. So even then, it's nothing. Last year, there were 13. So it's been the same. Nothing's really changed over the last couple of years as far as distressed inventory is concerned. There were 3,119 closed residential resales in August, 1% less than August of last year. Again, this is kind of due to that whole COVID thing where we saw a bump in the summer and in the fall because there was nothing going on in the springtime. August marked a 3% drop compared to July of this year. So we saw a little bit of a dip, but that's actually back to kind of normal for us. We kind of spring hits and then we kind of peak in the June and July, and then we start to dip back down because families are getting ready for school again. So with COVID being a little more under control and schools opening up and things like that, and people not necessarily working as much from home, we got back into more of a traditional type of selling season. And so you saw the natural decline. The sales to list price ratio was 101.3% for all of Orange County. That means, so you hear all these things, right? You hear all these numbers being thrown out there. You probably get postcards in the mail. You see online ads on Facebook and whatnot on social media where people are just, you know, bragging about, hey, I sold this home in 3 days and it sold for $100,000 over list price. That's awesome. But even though that is awesome and that does happen and has happened, it's happened a lot. I've had several transactions that I've been involved in like that this year. When you average it all out, it's 101.3 if you take all of Orange County. So that means even though it's a hot seller's market and even though some people are getting substantially higher than what they list their home for, if you average it all out, it's a little bit of a gain. It's a great thing because I can remember not too long ago when it was more like 97%, 96%, 95%. So which meant the whole average was is that if you average everything out, people weren't getting what they were listing their homes for, and buyers weren't as the demand wasn't pushing it. So it's a great thing to see that we're in that spot right now. I don't know what else to say about the market right now other than it's just on fire. It's crazy. You know, I'd love to answer more questions for you. If you like, you can subscribe. You can drop some comments down below. I'll try to reply to everything that I can. Again, I gave you my information at the beginning. If you'd like to hit me up direct with some specific questions for your area, and I'd be happy to help you. Have a great day, everybody.